This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us today. And we're going to chat some swimming. And I'm really interested in chatting swimming with our next guest. He's a returning guest, but he doesn't come from a particularly great swimming background. He took it up fairly late in life. And we head back to Norway now to catch up with Lars-Petter Stromme. Lars-Petter, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You mentioned, I asked you what's the one thing you would have changed in your triathlon career. You would have said you would have started swimming a lot younger. It's something you've worked really hard at, is to get good in the water, isn't it?
Yeah, especially in the last couple of years. I see that that's where I can gain a lot of time and just be in a mix in the lead from an early point of view. Earlier, I lost some time on the bike and now on the swim, and then I have to use all the bike leg to get back in the lead, and that's really hard. So if I can get bigger and better on the swim, I will be there from the start and I can take a little bit easier on the bike. So especially the last couple of years, I have worked really hard to get better on the swim part.
What are some of the things you've had to work on? What are the key sort of aspects of your swim that you try to improve?
When I started out, I was swimming once a week, and I thought that was enough, but of course it's not. So I got the okay level, but then the progress stopped, and I was stuck in the same level for 3-4 years, I think, swimming once or twice a week and just staying at the same level. So now, the last couple of years, I've increased, so now I'm swimming 4 to 6 times a week, and that, of course, helps a lot. So I worked on more swimming, and of course, when I started to work harder on it, I was on this swim course to get some proper guidance from a trainer to work on the correct stuff, because you never feel yourself what you're doing wrong. So then I had someone look at me and told me what I had to work on, and then now I just swim more, and I worked on my line and of course on the catch, because that has helped me a lot the last year, I think, getting a better catch. So that's the main thing.
Is that what you're working on right now? Is there something you're specifically focusing on?
Yeah, before I went to Kona last autumn, I knew it was a non-wetsuit swim. And as a typical biker, I always gain a lot from swimming with a wetsuit. So then I had to work a lot on my swimming without the wetsuit. And I worked on the line and worked on my kicking, because my kicking is very, very bad. So that helped me a lot on Kona, because then I swam actually much better there than I had hoped I would do. And now I'm working on my catch to get get better at the catch combined with a good kick. So I think I'm getting there, and this winter I have swam a lot and my level has gotten better.
Fantastic. Looking at your favorite workouts in the pool, what do you love doing?
It's a couple of sets that I love to do. I like to do the long intervals together with a friend. That's pretty much on the same level, and then we can do intervals from 400 to 1000 meters, and we switch halfway on who's setting the pace. And I think that helps a lot, because then it's like biking. You do get a little bit of active rest when you're lying behind, and then you can push it just a little bit harder when you're in front. And I think that's a great set to do, and like 4 times 800 meters and do half 400 meters each. I think that's very fun, much fun. And the other set is just 100 meters. 4 times 5 times 100 meters with just 10 seconds rest. I think that's a great set to work on the speed, and it's a lot of fun to do, actually.
All right. And you mentioned getting help and the going on the course to sort of work on your technique. That's played a big part. It's difficult to figure out what you're doing on your own. Tell us a little bit about that process and how you went about it.
I was just, after being stuck in the same level for some years, I figured out that was the way to go. And it was just beginner's class, but I knew the trainer who had the course, that he was a good swimmer, so I just went to that, and he picked out, I was pretty good, but I had some flaws with the line and with the catch and that I could work on, so he gave me some specifics that I would should work on, and that helped a lot. So I think everyone should do a course just to get some new eyes on how you're doing it, because as you say, it's really hard to feel it yourself.
Yeah, and we all think we swim like Michael Phelps until we actually see the way we swim.
Yeah, it's funny. You feel like 100%, and then you see the video, it's just, oh crap, a lot of work on.
That's not me.
No.
Lars Petter, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. I look forward to chatting about your bike next time.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.